Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Book Buzz, and I'm your host, Susanna Greenberg. Today we will discuss a forthcoming book, Civility, George Washington's 110 Rules for Today by Stephen Michael Seltzer, with advice for handling conflict, managing stress, and promoting respect. This book is for anyone longing for a more civil world. Welcome, Stephen Michael Seltzer. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm fine today.
Great. We're so happy to have you here. And why don't we begin, just launch right in, and tell us a bit more about what the book is about. Again, we're discussing Civility, George Washington's 110 Rules for Today by Stephen Michael Seltzer. And so what is the book about, in essence?
Well, the book is about recognizing what George Washington believed are the tenets of civility and how they apply today. In 1746, when he was 14 years old, George Washington wrote these 110 rules out. It is believed by some historians that these rules did not originate with him, that they originated with the French Jesuits. But the important thing to note is that George Washington lived by these rules, and the fact is that he carried these rules on his person his whole life. They were that important to him. I'd like to discuss some of the tenets of civility that he believed make up civility. And first of all, civility is much more than good manners. It's respect for mm-hmm. others and self-respect. It is honesty, patience, empathy, and being selfless instead of selfish, which is all about me. It is having a conscience, doing the right thing, not necessarily the convenient thing or the thing that most benefits you. Also, it is about managing your anger. And I believe all of us can improve in this area. I know that I certainly can. So mm-hmm. these rules, I believe, are a good guideline and have application today.
Where do you see Washington's rules of civility fitting in today? Why exactly are they important today? What makes them so relevant to these times?
Well, I think the majority of us believe that we are at an all-time low, or perhaps close to an all-time low, in terms of the way we treat each other, in terms of the lack of respect that unfortunately many of us show toward others, and the fact that there is lacking in self-respect as well. Our conscience, we find people that are not necessarily doing the right thing, as I mentioned. They're doing what is convenient for them and what benefits them the most. We have a big me situation going on. Mm-hmm. And so there is room for improvement, I believe. And I am hopeful that this book will have some impact in that regard. I contemporized George Washington's rules as best I could, and I believe that most of them do have relevance today.
Do you have any favorite rules or rules you'd like to highlight and tell us about, an example of one rule?
Yes, I do. And rule one, the rule he started out with, is my favorite and most meaningful to me, because I believe it is the cornerstone of civility. It says, quote, every action done in company ought to be done with some sign of respect to those that are present. And I think it's so relevant today because I think we are not recognizing the fact that everyone deserves respect. And that carries through to the fact that we should hear people out, not interrupt them, and recognize that everyone is entitled to an opinion. So that's rule one. And if I may, Susanna, I'd like to discuss my second favorite rule.
Oh, please. Please do.
And that is the rule that George Washington finishes with, rule 110. I won't take you through all the rules, although I have many favorites. The last rule is, quote, labor to keep alive in your breast that little spark of celestial fire called conscience. Mm-hmm. So those are the rules that I very much like. As I say, most of the rules are relevant today. Here's an example of one that I believe is not relevant. He has a rule that says, don't spit in the fireplace. And I haven't seen too many people, fortunately, do that recently. But there's a lot of wisdom in these rules, especially once I discovered that the Old English translated to the modern English made a great deal of sense with respect to the significance today.
Mm-hmm. And what do you want readers, or what do you hope readers will take away from reading your book?
Well, it's my hope that these rules applied today can help us be more civil. I know that I am striving to improve every day. And if we look at ourselves honestly, we probably can all do better, which will have a ripple effect in society, and we can hopefully cause the pendulum to swing in the right direction. We must do something now, in my view.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an important takeaway, and I'm sure something we can all appreciate. Again, we've been discussing the book called, and the topic of, Civility, George Washington's 110 Rules for Today by Stephen Michael Seltzer, with advice for handling conflict, managing stress, and promoting respect, a book for anyone longing for a more civil world. And the book will be available in September, and it's available for pre-order now on all major online booksellers sites. And is there anything else you'd like to add, Stephen, about the book that your readers should know or think about regarding civility?
Well, what I would like to add is that I think many of us think of ourselves as very civil human beings because we basically adhere to what George Washington believes are the tenets of civility. But if we, on closer inspection, we, I think, believe that we can improve, certainly in the area of anger management. We all get angry, and it's the way we deal with our anger that is so important. So many angry people out there, and what we have to do is to calm the situation down and show more respect for each other. So in that regard, I think the rules are very helpful.
I agree, and it's a much-needed message and wisdom for our time. So thank you again for being on the show, and to listeners, please look forward to reading the book Civility, George Washington's 110 Rules for Today, by Stephen Michael Seltzer. It'll be available online now for pre-order and later in bookstores as well as online in September. Thanks again, and that wraps it up for Book Buzz. And you've been listening to Susanna Greenberg and her guest, Stephen Michael Seltzer. Thank you so much.